Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. To let you know, sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We had some wonderful services in time past at the jails and prisons. Amen. And we still, amen, praise God, when we, amen, go into the jail, amen, it's a wonderful service. Praise the Lord. And I'm telling you, the fellows, thank me for coming. And amen, they're looking forward to another visit. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you. Amen. Now, we're doing a Bible teaching on the end times. We're in the 24th chapter of Matthew. So call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of the message. Those that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. All right, now. We are, amen, done progress. Now we end on the 33rd verse of Matthew, the 24th chapter. Amen. 34. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Talking about, amen, when the Lord come. I'm telling you. Amen. And I'm telling you, the rapture going to be like a magnet. It's going to pull people. Amen. That's why I say caught up. That's why Paul said caught up. Because it could be like a magnet going to pull you. Amen. If you've got the Holy Ghost, it draws you. It'll draw you. You hear me? It draws you. But if you don't have the Holy Ghost, amen, you're going to be left behind. You hear me? You're going to be left behind. Praise God. I'm telling you, you'll be left behind. Praise God. That's why it's important to be filled with the Holy Ghost. I ain't just talking about it. I'm talking about showing up and getting it. That you got it on the inside. Praise God. Amen. Get enough that you be able to stand. Amen. Get enough that you can feel it on the inside. Praise the Lord. Because the Holy Ghost comes in on the inside, you can feel it manifestation. Because that same spirit, not a twin one, but the very same spirit that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead dwell in you. It'll quicken your mortal body, put your body in action. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you. Amen. Glory to God. Praise God. A lot of people talk about I got the Holy Spirit and just as dry as a chip. Amen. Praise God. But I'm telling you, when the Spirit of God get in you, amen. Jesus said, I'll be in you a well of water. Spring it up. You know what I mean? Spring it up. Praise God. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's get back into this word. Amen. Because I'm telling you, we're going to have, amen. Because, amen, everybody that showed up got it, they the ones that going to be caught up. Not the ones that don't, they're talking about it and don't have it. Amen. The one that showed up got it, going to be caught up. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's go to, amen. What did Jesus say here? In St. Matthew 24, amen, 33, what did he say?
So likewise, when you shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the door.
Amen. When you see, amen, all these signs and wonders, knowing that it's near, just at the door, let you know the Lord is coming. Amen. The Lord is coming. What did he say?
Brother, I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled.
Amen. Let you know, praise our God, amen. The Lord is not coming until all these things be fulfilled.
Heaven
amen.
And
now,
earth.
Now, why in the world are people trying to pull them, try to just, like they want them to come so bad, want to come so bad. But Jesus let you know that the Lord is not coming till all these things be fulfilled. That's what Jesus told us. Amen. I'm telling you just what Jesus told us. That's the reason why we need to be ready when Jesus comes. Amen. For you. Amen. Praise God. Be ready when Jesus comes for you. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. What is that?
Heaven and earth shall not pass away, but my word shall not pass away. But of this day, of this
heaven
day,
and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. That what you're saying?
But of that day and hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only.
Y'all heard that? Praise the Lord. Amen. Y'all heard that? Praise the Lord. Amen. Jesus said he don't know when the Lord going to come. And you got some people now trying to pull it from the sky. Like, amen, glory to God. Try to pull it from the sky. Amen. I'm telling you, folk need to stop that stuff. Amen, man. You be ready when Jesus comes. Because Jesus said he don't know when he's supposed to come. But my Father only. Lord know that God only knows. He only knows. He only knows. Praise the Lord. Amen. He only knows. Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, amen. Now, I'm preaching from this Bible. I'm a Bible preacher. I'm a Bible man. Amen. These folk that running around hollering about, amen, praise God, Jesus only, and blah, blah, blah. Amen. I don't feel like getting an argument with them folk. I believe what this Bible says. You hear me? Praise God. Amen. Because I'm telling you, amen, I'm a Jesus man. I believe what this Bible says. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. He said, Jesus said he don't know. But he said, my Father only knows. God knows. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. What did that 37th verse say?
But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered to the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be.
And amen, that's the truth. Just like it was in Noah's time. They ain't bit more believe Noah than nothing. They kept on laughing and joking and mocking him while he was building the ark. I like, amen, it's not going to rain. And blah, blah, blah. And all of that. Amen. And I'm telling you, amen. And you act like that until the flood came and took them all away. And people like that. Even in our day and time. Amen. People laughing and doing. Because one person said on social media, he talking about, when the Lord cracked the sky, I repent then. And blah, blah, blah. And all like that, the acting. And like that. Amen. It'll be like that until the Lord come, until the wrath of God take them away. I'm telling you, that's the way it's going to be. Praise God. But I'm telling you, I want to be ready when Jesus comes. You hear me?
Yeah.
Amen. I want to be ready when Jesus comes. Glory to God. Amen. What is that, Mr. Lerville?
Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken, and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken and the other left.
Amen. And that's when the rapture takes place. Amen. He said, two be in the field. One shall be taken and the other left. Amen. Two be grinding, working in the factory. One be taken and the other left. What did it say?
Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord does come.
Amen. He said, the Lord going to take you away. I mean, just take you away. Amen. Amen. Some people, amen, talking about, praise the God, when the Lord comes, going to be plane crashes and, amen, and accidents and all that. Amen. Jesus didn't say all that. Amen. He didn't say that. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Jesus said, praise the God, two be in the field. One be taken and the other left. He didn't say, amen, going to be a great big accident. They ain't in the Bible. Praise the Lord. Amen. But I'm telling you, amen, people want to, amen, want to, like, I'm going to be a great disaster. That's what he said. Amen. Planes be falling from the sky. That's what he said. Pray God. Amen. People be having accidents and all that. Amen. Pray God. Jesus didn't say all that. He didn't say that. Praise the Lord. He didn't say that. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. I don't believe what all these so-called lukewarm Christians say. I don't believe that stuff. I believe what Jesus said. What did he say, Mr. Lerville?
Watch therefore, for you know not what the hour your Lord does come.
Amen. Watch therefore, for you know not the hour which the Lord come.
But know this, that if a good man of the house had known and what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up.
Amen. You know the thief gonna come and, amen, and rob your house. Amen. Don't you know you'll be there ready with the police to catch him? Amen. Praise God. But you didn't know he was coming. And that's where it's gonna be with Jesus. Folk ain't gonna know when he's coming. They ain't gonna know when he's coming. Amen. They're not gonna know when he's coming. Pray. That's why Jesus said, be ready. That's what he said. He said, be ready. Praise God. Don't be getting ready, but be ready when Jesus comes. I'm telling you, be ready when Jesus comes. Glory to God. Amen. Praise our God. Amen. I know this is a powerful message. This is, amen. This is a powerful message. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Amen. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the seat of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. Lord, I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, eye disease. Amen. Lord, deafness of the ears. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch the prisoners. Lord, drive out the evil spirits. Lord, make them productive men and women in society. Let them know you love them, Lord. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my biblical companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise and praise and the Lord is so good. He loves each and every one of you. The song said, yes, Jesus loves me. But the Bible tell me so. Jesus want what best for you and I. He don't want us to be left behind. He don't want us to our soul to be lost. You hear the message at the home and saying we don't want the hour when the Son of Man is coming. So he said, be ready. We want to be ready. So let us pray one for another that we allow the Lord to reign supreme in our life. Dobahan prison bar, we thank you. We Ella Holmes and I love you. But Jesus loves you more. And as I have often said, if he has to reach way down, he can pick you up. No matter what you have done, the Lord can forgive you and make you brand new. Those in the free will, thank you for your prayer and support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us. We pray for you. But most of all, remember the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say, what you think, or what you feel. Whatsoever God has promised, he will perform it. He will save you. He will provide for you. He will set you free. You believe that. Give him a chance. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Velvet myself. The Lord opened up doors. Amen. Just like Paul said, amen, the Lord opened up doors for him in Macedonia. The Lord will continue to open up doors for us in the jails and prisons. And we will pray for you. Those in the free world, clear into our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website. The Heavy Battle Train website. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Amen. And learn more about our powerful ministry, because the Lord has blessed us with a ministry to bless the people. Praise God. And those of you that's incarcerated can write our ministry for Bibles, other life-changing material. All material to prisoners are free. To next broadcast, the Chaplain William Holmes, along with one companion missionary, Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.